What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Monday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast with me, Matt Perrault. Every single morning, we're always here with you guys on YouTube and wherever you guys get your audio podcasts. Always being brought to you by BetMGM. I've got some bets for you at BetMGM that I think you might want to jump in on coming up here today. Okay, so the BetMGM offer, $10 to win $150 on any event. Use the code JUICE150 when you sign up, BetMGM.com. I have numerous bets going from the free bets, the $150 they give you on this game tonight with the Patriots and the Bills. So I took my free wagers and I took what they gave me and I just rolled it all over into this game. So I am heavily committed. I took other sportsbooks offers. I am heavily committed here on this night, here on this game. Patriots at the Bills. Patriots catching 3 points. At BetMGM at the time of taping. But before we do that, real quick, yesterday, 2-2 on the prop bets, the Gronk anytime touchdown at plus 140 got there. So we won money on our prop bets. And then we go 2-1 on our 1 unit wagers. We get the Chiefs minus 9-8, wherever you played it. I played it at 8 officially. Chiefs cover. They win and beat the Broncos. We got that right at minus 110. And the long teaser improved to 8-4 with another win with the Dolphins and the Washington football team getting there for us. The over did not come in on that game. It was way under the 47.5 that we played. So 2-1 on the full unit bets, 2-2 and plus money on the prop bets. So a good day there. I had a bunch of other personal bets that came in. I had teased the Chiefs down to 3.5 and I combined it with the Cowboys. So that cashed. I took the Chiefs down to minus 2 and I have paired it up with the Patriots here tonight. Patriots catching 9. You can go ahead and do that. I gave that to you guys on a Sunday, Monday night teaser. When I tell you I've got so much going into this game, it is the only thing I'm betting today. It's the only thing I'm betting. I'm not betting anything else here on Monday. I might get involved with Golden State and I might get involved with Atlanta on the prop betting perspective in the NBA, but that's pretty much the only thing I'm going to be watching because I'm going to be really bummed if the Patriots don't cover. I have a 4-0 mark for the Circa on my personal Circa team. We're 4-0, went 4-1, 4-1, 4-0 heading into this game. Patriots plus 2.5. I got Patriots plus 2.5. I have Patriots plus 3. I have Patriots plus 9. I am heavily committed on the Patriots keeping this game close, even if they lose, to keep this game close tonight against the Buffalo Bills. A double-digit win for Buffalo, and it wipes out everything. Just cleans my clock. Could it happen? Absolutely, it could happen. Okay? Look, let me give you the picks. We'll get into it here. I've got two prop bets that I like a lot. I've got one side that I'm going to give you, and then I'll give you some leans and things I'm looking at as well here going into Monday. Okay. So the Patriots are playing at Buffalo. Weather forecast is incredibly important. Currently, weather.com is reporting the low temperature will be 26 degrees in Buffalo. Wind gusts will be as high as 40 miles per hour, according to weather.com. Sustained winds, 25 to 35 miles per hour. That is enough to tell you or to suggest that the under's in play. Okay. The problem is the under opened up at 46 and it's now down to 41.5 or 41, depending on the book. So there have been such better numbers that I'm just not comfortable getting into it. But this is going to be a play that I will do personally. But because I'm so heavily committed, I don't hate this in terms of if you want to get involved with the total to tease the Patriots to plus 9. Take the total from 41 up to 47 and take the under. Okay. Don't hate that. Not an official play. Okay. Don't hate it. If you want to get involved with the total because of the wind, that's how I would suggest doing it. Okay. The Patriots are a better cold weather team than the Bills. Let me say that again. The Patriots are a better cold weather team than the Buffalo Bills. Let's get into the plus 3. You know where I am. Okay. The official play, 1 unit. Patriots plus 3. I am including free bets. I think I've got 4 units going on this game. Okay. At plus 3. I've got other 2 or 3 units going on teasers into this game. I have Moneyline. I have a $100 bet, free bet on Patriots Moneyline at plus 120 going on this game. Okay. So like, this is, I'm kind of, this feels like a Super Bowl to me, because Bill Belichick to win the coach of the year, this is the game. If he wins this game, they're the number one seed in the AFC as we head into December, and they have a lead, a game lead on Buffalo, plus a game in hand, plus beating Buffalo in Buffalo. The bye is next week. The Patriots, my gosh, they've had extra time to prepare here. But you look at the smash mouth nature of this Patriots football team and the way they play right now. They are 28th in the NFL in scoring offense, 28 points per game. They are fifth right now in third down conversions, 45%. This kid, Mac Jones, can convert. It's incredible. 355 yards of offense per game for the Patriots is 14th best. Buffalo is number one in that category. Only 275 yards given up per game. They are second in scoring defense, 16.5 yards, points per game for the Buffalo Bills. Are you buying Buffalo, though? Because here's the problem. The Patriots defense is number one. Bills are two. Pats are one. Patriots, 15.8 points per game, number one. Patriots, they are giving up just 0.256 points per play. That is number one in the NFL. Passing-wise, Buffalo, 7.1 yards per game through the air, 271 yards per game through the air, 7th best, 11th best in the NFL. Patriots, 6 yards per play, per pass given up, 3rd best. 200 yards passing, 3rd best. Patriots are number one in interception percentage. Okay, number of times you drop back, the number of times you throw a pick, they're number one. They're number seven in sack percentage right now. They're going to get after Josh Allen. They're going to get after him, and they're going to make him uncomfortable, because the Bills' running attack is basically Josh Allen, and that's about it. And you can spy him. The Patriots went to Buffalo last year. They ran the football. Damian Harris ran for over 100 yards. And they nearly won the game. They were down 24-21, driving inside the red zone, and Cam Newton fumbled the football away, and the game was over. Cam Newton is not a Patriot. Mac Jones is a Patriot now. This defense for New England is going to relish in the wind and the cold. This offense for the Patriots is going to line up and dink and dunk its way down the field. Okay? This is a monster game. Patriots are red hot, absolutely red hot right now. And it's not just straight up. They're red hot when it comes to covering. Patriots have covered 6 consecutive games. Patriots are now 8-4 against the number. The Buffalo Bills are 6-4-1 against the number. They are 2-2 at home. The Patriots are 4-1 against the number on the road. One unit, official play, Patriots plus 3. Even though I'm way more committed than that, Patriots plus 3. I don't mind the same game teaser if you want to get involved with the total, but I just think the Patriots are going to run the football effectively. Weather could be a big factor, however. And if weather is a big factor, it could impact the kicking game. However, the Patriots have a really good kicker in Nick Folk inside of 40 yards. The guy's nearly automatic. Sometimes when weather happens, you don't get those long drives, and sometimes you get predictable in the red zone and it stalls out and you kick field goals. BetMGM right now has Nick Folk, Patriots, to kick over 1.5 field goals at even money. I love this. Even money. I'm not just going to put a quarter unit down on this. Okay. I'm actually going to put a half a unit down on this. I think this is a really good bet. It's one of my favorite prop bets of the entire year, because I really do think the Patriots are going to kick 2 field goals in this game against Buffalo, because I do think it's a low scoring game, and field goals, the Patriots tend to kick a lot of field goals. They're not great inside the red zone. They're okay inside the red zone. Over 1.5 field goals, even money, half a unit I'm putting down on that bet here coming up for today. And then I got one more prop bet. I will add something else on the Discord channel, but I am going to get involved with Damian Harris and Damian Harris rushing. I'm going to get involved. Well, I'll just do this because I'm going to have it. I'll do a quarter unit on Damian Harris anytime touchdown at plus 150. I think he is going to be the primary ball carrier for a quarter unit. And we're going to talk about Damian Harris for him over rushing totals for him. I'm going to go over Damian Harris on his rushing prop coming up for tonight. 48 and a half rushing yards for Damian Harris. As I mentioned, he had 102 against Buffalo and Buffalo last year. Weather only factors more into this, where the Patriots are going to look to run the rock. Damian Harris over 48 and a half yards for a quarter unit rushing for the Patriots. Okay. That's basically what I've got going on here. All right. The Patriots are going to Buffalo in a monster game that is going to be, it's the biggest game of the weekend. It's the most fun game of the weekend. And as I mentioned, I've got Patriots money line, Patriots plus three, Patriots plus nine, all going in this game. So to me, this is just kind of like sit there and watch it like a Super Bowl, and maybe I get annihilated and maybe I'm partying and celebrating and jumping for joy because the Patriots sweep all three, or maybe I lose all three. Okay. It's very possible. It's very, very possible, but I'm okay having two units committed to this game simply because of the size of the game. I smoked a brisket yesterday. We got leftover brisket to eat coming up for the game. I'm going to have some whiskey and have some fun and watch this football game. I cannot wait to watch Bills Patriots here on Monday Night Football. All right. Official play, Patriots plus three, one unit. Over 1.5 field goals for the Patriots at even money, half a unit, half a unit. Damian Harris, anytime touchdown, plus 150, quarter unit. Damian Harris, over 48 and a half yards rushing for him for a quarter unit. Those are the plays. Fade away if you want. Call me a Patriot homer, whatever you want. I got a 5-0 mark in the Circa riding on the Patriots plus 2.5. I've got so many different bets riding on all of this. It's a lot wrapped up into one performance in one game, and it happens to be my team. And if my team fails and falls, go ahead and rag me on Twitter and say, Matt, your team did not step up. It's okay. Doesn't mean the year's over. It's just one game. And Dan Harris and I were arguing on the live stream saying he likes Buffalo. I like the Patriots, and people have been fading this Patriots team, and they've been doubting. Oh, it's Jacoby Myers. Who is that? Oh, Hunter Henry. He stinks. Where's Jonnu Smith? He's hurt. He can't. Okay. I get it. Mac Jones. He's not that. Yeah, he is. He is that good. I am a full on believer of Belichick and the evil empire's rise up once again. And you know what's funny? Bills fans know it. The Bills fans know it. And that's why they're so angry about this game coming up here tonight. Break your tables, but don't break them too much, because you're going to need to sit next to them and cry yourself to sleep. Or maybe it's me. Or maybe I'll be doing that coming up for Patriots and the Bills. I'll be on the Discord channel. Let's have some fun. Patriots, Bills, Monday Night Football. Let's do it. My name is Matt Peralta. You guys can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. Each and every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by BetMGM.